Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Authorities in Washington have identified the woman killed by police during the pro-Trump rioting at the U.S. Capitol yesterday. As NPR's Tom Dreisbach reports, she was a 35-year-old Air Force veteran from California.
Ashley Babbitt was among the group of pro-Trump rioters that stormed the Capitol building on Wednesday. Eyewitness video appears to show Babbitt climbing up to a window inside the Capitol when a shot rings out and she falls backwards. The U.S. Capitol Police say one of their employees fired their weapon at Babbitt. She was then taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. The Pentagon confirmed to NPR that Babbitt was a veteran of the Air Force and had served in Iraq during the war. Her social media posts indicate that more recently she was a supporter of the pro-Trump conspiracy theory QAnon, which is popular among extremists. Washington, D.C. police are investigating the shooting, and per standard policy, the officer who killed Babbitt is on administrative leave. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
Calls are mounting for President Trump's removal from office, both by Democrats and even some members of his own party. Earlier today, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer called for Trump to be removed under the 25th Amendment or impeached as a result of yesterday's rioting in Washington. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today also said she supports invoking the 25th Amendment. And speaking to NPR's Here and Now today, Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal expressed similar thoughts.
I think it is more than symbolic to say, as I have said, that President Trump is a danger to our democracy, and I support any constitutional means or effort to remove him from office and prevent him from further damaging the American people. He really is mentally unfit.
However, whether such action could take place with Trump's term ending in less than two weeks and Congress not currently in session remains to be seen. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to name Boston Mayor Marty Walsh as his pick for Labor Secretary. The announcement has come today, NPR's national political correspondent Don Gagne reports.
In selecting Marty Walsh to head the Labor Department, Biden gets a seasoned politician who has served as Boston mayor for the past 7 years. But Walsh also has long ties to labor. He joined the local laborers' union as a young man, eventually becoming union president and later head of Boston's Building and Construction Trades Council. As labor secretary, he would play a key role in the public infrastructure projects Biden says the country needs. Walsh is white. Some in the labor movement had been pushing for a person of color in this job, given that so much of the growth in the movement is in the service sector and healthcare, where so many union members are Latino and African American. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR. A number of key picks today from President-elect Joe Biden. Biden, who started his announcement in excoriating President Trump and his followers for yesterday's siege at the U.S. Capitol, says he's chosen Merrick Garland as his pick to be Attorney General. However, before the announcement, Biden referred to the mob that stormed the Capitol yesterday as domestic terrorists. He also said everyone knows, had the group been black Americans, things would have been very different. Senate Republicans 4 years ago spurned Garland's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court by then-President Barack Obama, refusing to even hold hearings on the nomination. Senator Kelly Loeffler has conceded her special runoff election to Democrat Raphael Warnock. As Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler reports, Warnock will be Georgia's first black senator.
Loeffler was appointed in 2019 to fill the remainder of Johnny Isaacson's term that ends in 2022. In a video message, Loeffler said she was honored to serve as a senator.
Unfortunately, we came up slightly short in the runoff election. And earlier today, I called Reverend Warnock to congratulate him and to wish him well in serving this great state.
Warnock and fellow Democrat John Ossoff will be sworn in after county and state election officials certify the results in the coming weeks. The victory by both men swings control of the Senate to the Democrats. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Long-term mortgage rates continue to push toward new lows yet again. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac saying the average rate on a 30-year mortgage loan has fallen to 2.65% from 2.67% the previous week. The average rate on a 15-year mortgage, a popular refinancing option, has declined to 2.16%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.